Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
So, my guest right now is best known for playing Kate Connor in Corrie. She actually won a national television award for that and since has turned her hand, or feet, should I say, to figure skating. But she's about to tread the boards again in the sexiest musical ever, according to the Metro. I'm delighted to chat with actress Faye Brooks, who's on the line. Hiya, Faye.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Faye, what is it about Chicago that makes people think it's so raunchy?
Oh, well, I mean, it's from the Roaring Twenties, isn't it? Set back in a time where they were really kind of just raising hell, maybe breaking a few rules. It's when we would remember Razzle Dazzle, flapper dresses, all that jazz. I think just the whole film kind of set up that kind of sexy genre that is actually quite taboo for that time, but they were light years ahead of their time, and it's exciting, it's thrilling, and I absolutely am loving it.
Tell us about Roxy, who you play. She's an interesting character. She's been played by Renee Zellweger, Ginger Rogers over the years. A lot of pressure with this one.
There probably is a lot of pressure to fill those shoes because it's been a musical that's standed the test of time. It's been going for a long time, Chicago. So iconic. But I absolutely love that I've been given free range to recreate my own version of her. And yes, she is complex. There are many, many layers to Roxy Hart. I find something new with her every day when I'm playing her live on stage. And with her, she's definitely a firecracker. You don't know what you're going to get with her. She's a free spirit. She definitely speaks her own mind. She makes her own decisions. She doesn't play any rule book whatsoever. And I love that about her, like how exciting and just invigorating to just know that anything could happen with her. And that's what I love about her. Every single night.
Are you excited to be singing on stage again? I mean, you have so much TV experience, and I know you started off in theatre, but how long ago since you've been singing on stage?
Well, I started the tour back in September.
Okay.
And we've been going to a new city every week, and it's been a breath of fresh air to be back on the stage, especially after lockdown, and everybody within my world had basically pressed pause on their career. So we all appreciate it. It's not just the fact that I've not been on stage for a while. It's the fact that everybody in my industry has really had the doors closed to them. And so we are all just absolutely loving that freedom of being back on a live stage with an audience and loving it.
Faye, I mean, it's demanding work. I mean, going from, you know, telly is a different thing, but being on stage and such a demanding role and singing and dancing, how do you mind yourself?
I definitely try not to take it too seriously, but I have to have some sort of routine just to keep my body and my vocals and just my mind in a really good place. It does take its toll. I will be very honest about that. And being away from home is not easy. I think that fitness plays a valid key in that. And I definitely take care of myself, eat the right things, make sure I get plenty of rest. Even just now speaking, it's a different place for my voice that needs to be for the show this evening. So I'll have to do my own kind of vocal warm-up later, as well as do the warm-up with the rest of the cast and, get myself mentally checked in to the right headspace to be able to perform later on for a solid 2.5 hours and give the audience what they deserve.
Yeah, I mean, you almost have to get into an athletic mentality, don't you?
100%.
You really 100%. Do, because you have to sustain that. I mean, there's not a night where you can go, oh, I can't do Dublin Board, gosh, because my voice is gone or I'm not feeling up to it. I mean, people are coming to see you. So there's a lot of pressure there. And I suppose that comes with experience on the stage, you know, how to mind yourself. Can we talk about this for a sec? Because you were very open last month. You opened up about a series of live quakes and I had never heard this word before, and it's actually a great way to sum up a lot of life events. Can you explain just to the listener what a life quake is for anyone who doesn't know what that is?
Yeah, I mean, I came across it just through fitness, actually. Somebody had said it and it resonated with me. And we are all aware of earthquakes and how they can basically send that shatter through, and it lasts 3 months, you know, is the predicted time to get over an earthquake. Imagine having that happen to you in life, where something or someone has an effect on you mentally, physically, emotionally, and it's going to take 3 months to get over that. I went through a lot in the past 6 months, and I don't ever give myself permission to deal with it.
Yeah.
I just try to be as resilient as I can. I try to be as strong as I can for myself, but for everyone around me. And I have to give myself time every now and again to go, actually, I need to breathe for a second, because I'm not actually dealing with this life quake that was thrown my way without, you know, even... I mean, it came out of nowhere sometimes, but then some of them are just daily little changes that happen in the show, things that happen within family, things that happen within relationships, things that happen within you and your mental health, or even your physical state. They happen all the time, and we don't give ourselves permission to go, actually, am I okay? Can I deal with this? Let me just check in.
Yeah. Because you're so busy. My God, you are one busy woman. You did really well on Dancing on Ice last year too. You got to the final. Strictly, would you do Strictly?
Oh, sign me up.
Yeah. It's a good one to do. It's a good one. And you don't have to dance on ice.
I'm open to anything. I honestly, we only get one life. Let's just live it to its fullest.
It's an incredible achievement. I mean, before you stood on that ice, had you ever done anything like that before?
No.
Is it terrifying?
God, no.
Is it terrifying?
I was definitely one of those people that would go to the ice rink and be slipping and sliding everywhere. And I did in all of my sessions where I was being trained to become a professional ice skater. It was honestly like beyond what I anticipated. And it was everything and everything. And I overcame so many fears. It was the hardest thing I ever did, but the best thing I ever did.
I'd say so. Amazing. And listen, you're busy. Also, are you house hunting for your forever home with your boyfriend, Joe? Is that happening at the moment as well?
Oh, no, I'm there now.
Amazing.
Massive renovation, which we've definitely got our workout cut for us, but we're doing it, and it's exciting. It's a really hard thing to juggle. I think they say to you that the most stressful things you can do are move house or get married. And I'm doing definitely one of the two right now.
And fair play to you for trusting Joe with the plans while you're away. Are you still hands on even though you're on the road?
Yeah, it's all like hands on deck. It's basically any free time that I get, I'm making choices of, is this the colour range that we want? Is this the flooring that we want? Is this the colour? Do we want to paint these floorboards? Do we want to... Well, it's relentless.
It is so relentless, yeah. And then you get into the house and you get it done and it never stops. You want to change stuff, and you want to refresh stuff.
I need that safe haven for my sanity, my soul. And I'm basically chipping away at it whilst I'm on the road. And I'm just so grateful for my partner to be, you know, holding up the fort whilst I'm not there. And when I get back, I'll just basically be able to enjoy it.
And chill out and take a little break. Well, listen, before you go and chill out in your new gaff, we can't wait to see you as a Roxy Hart in the upcoming production of Chicago. It's at the Borgosh Energy Theatre, which is a gorgeous theatre. It's on from the 5th to the 16th of April, so very, very soon. So go and get your tickets. Faye, a pleasure to talk to you, and good luck with everything.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks, Faye.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.